The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of any entities they represent.
Hello. Howdy. Hey there, friends, fiends, people in between.
What the F is up? What is up, my friends?
Wait, is this your language disclaimer or
I forgot. Hey, fun fact, there's language in here that may or may not be suitable for different audiences. So if you're uncomfortable with hearing things that could make you uncomfortable,
get the fuck out of here.
Suck
all the dick out of the ass.
You have been blessed by a little MRF. Now fuck off. Boy, now continue the show.
Okay. 3, 2. What's up, buttercups? Sweet little butts.
Sweet little butts. Did you say sweet little butts? Is that what you just said?
I'm okay with the buttercup reference, but the sweet little butts.
Sweet little butts is very questionable.
Sweet little butts is gonna have your ass in HR.
Yeah, I think you need to revisit that one. You need to get over it.
I'm so sorry, that was inappropriate.
Yeah, what do you mean by that, sweet little butts? Actually, you want to elaborate on that? You want to expand for the audience?
I think of all of you as little cherubs. Little baby cherubs.
Baby angels?
You see us as little babies. Baby angels. Tiny boy,
little boy. Now you're talking about baby butts?
See, you keep making it worse. Wow. For yourself.
Making it exponentially
worse.
This
is cut. I'm cutting it. It's all cut. I didn't say nothing.
You said a
lot,
actually.
Hi, hello. How is everybody today?
We're all right. How are you? Are you okay?
No.
Is this something you got to get off your chest, nigga?
Bro, wait.
Space Boy is part of Pizzagate.
No, Pizzagate. Don't even.
Cheese pizza bandy.
Don't start that propaganda with me. Please. All right. Hi, hello. Thank you for joining us today for another episode of the Fiendcast. We're in a season and we're on an episode.
What season are we in?
Probably like 8. Mm-hmm. And also, hey, y'all are laughing. Stop laughing. I know you're laughing at the thing.
No.
This Aaron. All right, so here we go again. Hello, and hi, welcome to the Fiendcast. Here we are once again for your viewing and listening pleasures. You're not viewing anything, but you could in your mind if you really put your imagination to it. Here we are. I am the Dundee. I'm here. I'm not queer, but I could be. No, I'm not. I don't know why here and queer just rhymes so well for me. And like, I need to find another like rhyming scheme because I'm queer.
There's a lot of things that rhyme with that.
I'm here and I'm near.
With the ear rhyming pattern.
I'm here and what? Say, give me one. Give me examples.
Beer, deer, fear.
I'm here and I fear. Fear what? That's stupid.
Gear, leer.
No, I hear, don't fear, yeah.
I'm here, I don't fear.
Yeah.
Anything, probably. Okay, whatever. This is, we're
See,
moving
there you
on.
Go. Didn't even take that long. Woof.
We're moving on. Here we are for, like I said, another episode. There's people here as well. Other than me, we have the MRF, we have the Impaler, we have the Claire. Uh-huh. We have the J-Bay. We have Mitch in the building. We also have Bro Hammington.
What up?
So, you know, it's a full house. It's a good house. We're good people.
We're party rocking.
We're party rocking.
In the house.
Tonight.
Do y'all know how to shuffle?
Like LMFAO? How
yeah, no, like, can anyone actually in here shuffle?
No. I can hit the gritty pretty good.
I don't know what that is.
I know. Wow, you're hip with the kids, huh? Not hitting the gritty.
Dude, I know how to hit the gritty.
Oh, wow.
I know how to do it.
So I do some things with the youths regularly. So I've been privy to some of these things, like the gritty,
mm-hmm.
And yeah. What I'm trying to get better at is getting sturdy. Because
sturdy, I can't do that. Sturdy, I cannot.
It's like,
do
bro,
it.
I know at one point I could, but I'm like, whoa.
My
why
knees
do my
don't,
knees?
Yeah,
that's what
nah,
I'm saying. Like, why do my fucking knees not work like that nah, anymore? Uh-uh. And they think sturdy. That shit is just so sweet. And it's like, babes, do it while you can.
Yeah, yeah.
Getting
yeah.
sturdy definitely has an age limit.
Yeah.
And, I think they do it on purpose.
Like, imagine Joe Budden trying to get sturdy like that. That would be insane.
Can I do it in TikTok?
Yeah. He said, yeah, he got fucking rocks in his head.
I think the only way to,
Joe Budden could get sturdy and fucking during Pump It Up, bro.
True.
There's never been a time where he can hit that,
pump,
bro.
Pump it. I think
that image stuck in my head now. Trying to get sturdy.
I think the only way that you
in a white tall tee.
The only way you could possibly try to like actually get sturdy, as an elder, like not fucking like child or teenager, is if you do that shit perpetually.
Yeah,
post being
yeah, you gotta keep like, doing it like every day.
A Chris like Brown, a Sierra.
That's what I'm saying. Like you are fucking flexy dancing all the time.
Yeah.
Because if you stop for just a year,
it's
and
not
you've
work.
And you've done hit 23.
It's been a little. It's been longer than a year though.
Probably it's been longer than a year. The point is, if you can get sturdy now, just. Embrace that.
Pass the test. Congratulations. You're not old.
Yeah. I see the kids do it on Instagram. I'm like, what the fuck?
They do it to they do it to show off.
Yeah, like we don't have arthritis.
Y'all, okay. So that reminds me, like a couple weeks ago, I actually saw this video and it was like a sound video and it was like, okay, these different hertz or whatever the fuck sounds measured. I don't know. I don't care. But like these different levels of it is kind of good. Like your ear age. And so once you can't hear it anymore, that's your ear age. And it reminded me of when I was like 15 and like I was online somehow and I was with my mom and my boyfriend at the time and like we were and my cousins and we were listening to the thing. And, like, we could hear it, but they couldn't hear it anymore. And I was like, oh, ha, ha. Fucking old people.
They can't hear shit.
Right? So I said all that to say, when I listened to this video a few weeks ago,
yeah.
It starts at, like, age 110. I have an ear age of approximately...
47.
No. It was like 40. It was like, I think it was like 40 or like 41.
Damn.
And I was like, oh man, because I'm 28. But I'm also an iPod kid. And I was blasting that shit in my ears a lot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
yeah.
Fucked your ears
up. And here we are.
Thought they were playing, huh?
Yes.
That was game.
Yeah.
That was a joke.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I'm going to try to find that fucking video because y'all are laughing now. And when we're done here, we're going to see. We're going to fucking see.
Oh, I know I have bad hearing. I know I do. For sure.
Yeah, I did the same headphone thing you did. I'm pretty sure I'm going to have, what is it, tinnitus?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have tinnitus in like 10 years.
Great. We love that. For me.
I feel like my hearing would be better if women didn't exist.
Yeah.
That's just me personally.
What makes you say such bold things?
I just feel like...
Explain this to me, sir.
Please. I'm just saying that, like...
Women? Okay.
When, it's just when they keep running sense. Their fucking yips. You know what I mean, fellas? Just, I feel like my hearing goes away all the fucking time. You know what I'm saying, guys?
You from Italian?
Yeah.
Who is this character? Who is this man?
I'm Mikey Misogynini. Oh.
Mikey Misogynini.
Not like that. That's a good one.
That is a good one.
Stolen. Yeah. Tony Cipriani.
I'm Mikey Misogynini. Oh.
No, but see, no. Here's the thing, because there's something wrong with that inherently. Just that type of attitude, because like, well, in dating culture general.
Oh.
Anyways, in dating culture, right?
Sure.
We have a lot of problematic people. And we have a lot of entitled people. Like,
you
so.
Go on dates.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, like, no, seriously. I think it's rough out here for people who are actively going out on dates.
This is very true.
Because motherfuckers are on a different. Plane.
Yeah.
People are dumb.
Yeah.
They're doing a lot. They're doing a lot of the things.
Really,
it's a lot
really
of
that.
Dumb.
Yeah. Very dumb.
They like
don't make sense, honestly, for like the long term goal of like trying to find a partner that you can share your life with.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's even did we forget that's what you would want to do. I don't know. Like people don't seem that's what they want to do.
I don't think they know that's what the deal is. I don't think they think that's the purpose.
It's like they hang around you for about 2 or 3 months, waste your time, and then it's like, oh.
But they're dumb. They're so dumb. People are dumb. Yeah. And also they're like social media bots. They just repeat shit that they see or hear on social media.
Speaking about social media, right? So it's a fun place to be because honestly, where we're at in this point in 2023, everybody's spilling all of their beans, all their little beanies on the social media. And, you know, that's great. I get to have free psychology class. just observe. So with that being said, I actually saw a few videos recently online, and one of which, again, is talking about dating. This woman was out or being taken out on a date with this man.
This is sociopath behavior.
She was in the vehicle and started recording, and she's like, oh, see, y'all, he done pulled me up to the Cheesecake Factory. And he's like getting out the car, right? Like he's already out the car when she started recording, and he came around the door to open the door for her. And he opens the door and he's like, are you going to get out? And she's like, no. While like still looking at her phone.
So he's being a gentleman.
Correct.
She's not going to Cheesecake Factory.
And she's looking at her phone while he's like, are you getting out? And she's like, no. This is the Cheesecake Factory.
What's wrong with Cheesecake Factory?
That's literally what he's like.
I've never been to Cheesecake Factory, but I never heard anything bad about
it. First off, Cheesecake Factory is fire.
Cheesecake Factory is fucking good, especially for a first damn date, bro. Like, who the fuck are you, bitch?
Dude,
I don't know you.
They're not. They got $9 slices of cheesecake. Like, they're not fucking. It's like, what the fuck, bitch?
Listen, okay, here's the thing.
You think you're worth more than $9 slice cheesecake, ho? Get the fuck out of here.
Listen, I'm just going to also say, as someone who went there for my birthday with my grandfather, they've got some fucking fire ass mac and cheese balls. Okay, like they got these big ass
they
like they're
mac
fucking,
and cheese balls.
It's like your fist.
They have a dumbass menu, bro. Like it's
the menu's a
like
book.
A Bible.
It's a book.
It's a book.
It's pages
it's
and
book.
Pages
I
and pages.
I can tell you from
of all types of shit. It's
Fiends
crazy.
Need to go to Cheesecake Factory. That's what we need to do.
Oh wow. Yeah. Fiends go to Cheesecake
we can't
Factory.
Go there.
I'll
like
be down for that.
There's no way.
There's no way we could go there like this. Like,
why not?
Because no, it'd be like when y'all went to we went to Olive Garden, we got high, and everybody.
Oh
was
God,
eating.
Yeah,
that was hell on earth.
That was hell on earth. Never again.
Why was it bad?
He's talking about like anal or some shit. Yeah, and then the guy comes over, is like, "Oh, would you like some more pepper? Like cold and things."
Like, yeah, like it threw me the fuck
be
off.
In here. We need to be out of here. Right
yeah.
Now.
No, that sounds great. We need to go do that.
I think we need to do it immediately. Anyways, that. So the point is like okay, so the guy comes over and she's just like, "Yeah, no, this is Cheesecake Factory." And he's like, "Okay, what's wrong with that?" And she's like, "This is a chain restaurant. You don't take a woman like me to a chain restaurant." And then he was like, "All right, do you want to talk about this?" And then he looks at her recording. He's like, "I don't mind talking about it, like while you record, that's fine. Yeah, let's talk about it." So then he like goes around back into the car for them to talk about it, and she basically explains how she does feel because he asks, he's like, "Okay, do you feel like a man is supposed to go all out on your first date?" And she's just like, "Yeah, I'm a beautiful woman. I should be courted. I'm used to being courted. And this just doesn't feel like that because of blah, blah, blah." And then when he goes on to say, he was like, "Okay, well, you know, I understand where you're coming from." He shows her, he's like, "You know, I did want to take you to this place." And she's like, "Oh, yeah, that's where we should have went." He was like, "Okay, well, so we had reservations for there. I told you yesterday and today I would pick you up at 4 p.m. When I got to your house at 4 p.m., you were not ready."
Wow. Wow.
That, not if, only if were that, you not if ready. That
bomb drop.
Typical.
I waited for an hour for
an
you.
He waited an hour?
He waited an hour for her.
In his car?
And then she was like, "Oh, well, I had to work and I had this." And she was like, no. I waited an hour. And so, but our reservation was gone. So, you know, I thought this would be a nice, like, you know, just kind of other thing that we could do. But, you know, it's fine. I'm going to go ahead and take you home because you clearly don't respect me. I want to be with someone who respects me."
Yeah.
And I was in it. But, like, first of all, goofy on her for even posting that shit. Because, like, did you not learn
right, bitch.
Anything wow. from you thought this interaction?
She thought she won that?
You know what it is? Her dumbass friends probably gassed her up and be like, "Girl, put it on Shade Room. Oh, it's going to do numbers, bitch."
While they pat their dusty weeds and coochies.
Wow. Just okay. Not
twerking their flat ass.
Not all of that.
Claire can attest to this.
What's up?
Remember that one chick's like, "You need a real West Indian woman."
Oh, my God.
She was talking about, "Oh, well, why can't we go to Cheesecake Factory?" Like, "Bitch, cause I just met you the other day. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? You want to go to Cheesecake Factory, bitch?"
Why do you?
And I'm making a call back to Archer saying that the cheesecake slices are $9. Bitch, like, "Bitch, you don't deserve $9 right, cheesecake. Bitch, I just met you."
In this economy, nigga?
In this especially economy? Now.
Wait, so you're saying you wouldn't
crazy
take someone to.
No.
You wouldn't take someone for a first date to Cheesecake?
For a first date?
You wouldn't even take him to Cheesecake for first date?
No. That's 4 for 4, pussy. You don't treat that on.
Yeah, nah, what dude. Nah.
I'm not saying her. I'm not saying her. I'm saying in general, if it was a girl you were like talking to and you were gonna actually go on a first date with her, you would take her to Cheesecake. Like, Cheesecake is a fair place, right?
I would not go to nah.
No? Nah. Where would you take her? Okay, where would you take a first date? McDonald's?
No, I'll take
no, like
I'll take girls to like Saigon or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
The fuck is Saigon?
Saigon Noodle Grill for the local boys.
Yeah. City boys go to Saigon.
I've been to the level, equivalent level fast food would be like Jimmy John's.
Okay,
not
yeah.
you going range. To Jimmy John's for the thing.
Jimmy John's is acceptable.
Like, on,
Jimmy John's is acceptable.
No, the fuck is not. No, the fuck is not. No, the fuck is not.
It's not.
I promise you,
ma'am. It's his dime. It's acceptable.
And it's fast food equivalent. It's not the
his
top tier.
His
it's
choice.
Not, it's
thank
not
you.
Like, you know.
Here's the thing. Like I had said when I first saw this video, I was like, here, if she really had a problem with going to Cheesecake Factory, she could have handled that a different way. She could have been like, "Oh, okay, you know, like, I appreciate that. This is where you picked. But, you know, I actually heard of a really cool restaurant that's, you know, this type of restaurant. Do you want to, like, maybe try that instead? I don't really care for Cheesecake Factory, to be honest with you." And just been, like, nice and respectful about it. You know what I mean? And that could have been a completely different route that the date took as opposed to just, like, "I'm not getting out the car. This is Cheesecake Factory."
Been like, "Bro, what do you mean I get out of the car? I'll pull my gun. What do you mean I get out of the car? You will get out of the car. You're getting the fuck out of the car."
What? But the point, call the cops. The point I'm trying to make is, I do think as a first date, I don't, like, personally, if someone took me on a first date, like, well, I can't speak, like, personally, I just like fun experiences, so I would hope someone would take me on, which, you know, whatever, but like, if we're gonna go out to a restaurant and you take me to fucking Jimmy John's.
What's wrong with subs? do you not like subs?
Yeah, like, wait, you, no, you actually, I don't like fucking subs.
But you gotta get cold.
So if we
Italians.
Went to fucking Jimmy John's, I'd be like, all right, he's just like trying to fuck or something, because clearly he's not taking me serious enough to even take me to a real restaurant. Where
it is a real restaurant, though. You're acting like
it's just a, okay, like Burger King's a real restaurant.
It is. It's a restaurant in reality, isn't it?
Can you go sit down?
Yeah.
Can you go in there?
Can you order food? Is there an ambiance? Is there an atmosphere?
Do they bring it to you on a tray? Oh. It's a meal.
Okay. Do you get the money?
It's an ambiance and atmosphere of like, fuck you, bitch. Get some Cheerios and some dick. That's like the...
Ungrateful. Ungrateful.
Ungrateful.
Ungrateful.
I fucked a lot for nothing.
Right.
Yeah, so exactly. Taking you to a restaurant.
Yeah, absolutely nothing.
Like, I'm really invested if I'm taking you to
one. Yeah.
I feel like Cheesecake Factory. No.
I'm about to say, like, what?
Look, I gotta take you to a restaurant.
That's extra credit.
Yes. Yeah, like, I feel like Applebee's is like fucking bottom barrel, bare minimum type shit. Applebee's, Chili's, right? And then maybe we a little young, maybe a little poor. We go to Red Lobster, fucking Olive Garden.
Bitch, you think you're getting cheddar biscuits?
Cheddar,
you think you're getting cheddar baked biscuits off the bat?
Yeah, like you're like, you talking about like 4 days and go to Red Lobster? What the hell?
Fuck,
you go on the Red Lobster one day.
Yeah, like on day four? Tripping. Like, that's bay territory. On day four. By day four, you just gave me head. That's how that works.
The second time I've seen you, it's already been up.
Yeah, it's already been done. Yeah, like we're not going to Red Lobster. We're not going to Red Lobster, dude. Sorry. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
It's crazy.
Though. You get some Uber Eats, though, but dude, Red what? Lobster.
Yeah.
You'd be from, like, TT's Palm House.
Yeah, nah, dude. No.
No. And then it's like, at that point, like, okay, so after we had gone to Red Lobster, I'm expecting to go to Kobe's, right? We're going to go to Kobe's. We're going to go to steakhouses.
Whoa.
Yes.
So on a scale, correct. That goes up.
Bitch.
At that point, we're going to PF Chang's. We're going to Ruth Chris.
If we sit in one setting.
Isn't PF Chang's like, what's the other...
I've actually never been to a PF Chang's.
No, isn't it like Panda Express?
Yeah, PF Chang's, I think it's fancy.
It's fancy Panda Express from what I've seen. I've never been.
If we sit in one spot and you eat all the food at Kobe that they give you in one sitting, that's ridiculous.
There should be a to-go box.
Bro, they give you a lot of food at Kobe, bro. If you sit and eat all that food in front of me, bro.
Okay. I don't agree with what you just said, but that actually reminds me.
Right now, bro.
Listen, I don't agree with what you just said, but that does remind me of another video I saw.
You can put that away, boy.
Right. So this other woman, she went on a date with this man. Okay. Now, mind you, she's recording this video. She is narrating this video, and prefaces it in the video with, this man's been talking to himself in my DMs, right? Like, he's been messaging her and she don't message back.
Wait, this is the same
that's
guy?
Different.
No, this is different. This is different. That was a different situation.
Okay, this is, okay.
This is a separate one.
In my opinion.
This one is actually... So she's like, he's been talking to himself in my DMs. And one day, you know, he hits me up and I'm bored and hungry. So, like, yeah, let's go out. And he wants to meet up for drinks. She says she wants to meet up at this place that has the best oysters in town. Mm. It's an oyster bar.
Wow.
What? 12. So they go.
A dozen for 15.
Listen, it's a dozen. So they go to the oyster bar. She orders the first plate of a dozen oysters. Okay. And then she's recording herself with the light.
Why should be in a fucking Fed?
And like in the narration, she's just like, yeah, so, you know, I went ahead and ordered myself this first place of oysters. And I'm just She was like fucking slurping it with the hot sauce.
She putting hot, no horseradish. Thank God, it was the hot sauce and the lemon.
And she was like slurping it in the fucking thing. Why? And like you would just see her eating it.
Why is she recording this?
Four plates.
Four dozen oysters.
And she was like, so after the fourth plate, y'all. And I was like, bitch, you.
After the fourth plate? The dude's not even there. The dude's not there yet?
He was there. He was there. And again, she's recording, like, because she put this video together and posted it. So.
Like, that's she, fucking
after the fourth plate, after the fourth plate,
that's fucking insane.
She decides I need an entree because I'm hungry.
There,
so
there's
she orders
no way.
She orders crab cakes and potatoes.
She hungry.
She's had three lemon drops. All right, and so at this point, this man excuses himself.
That's crazy, bro.
He excuses himself to go to the bathroom.
And left, bitch.
And she's like, and you know, y'all, it was like 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes. And I'm like, where did this man go? And come to find out, he must have left. And blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, girl, yes.
Yeah, he fucking left.
The fuck?
Yeah, I would have left too. That man had self-respect.
Personally, I would have told her to her face. I'd be like, baby, this is your bill.
Yeah.
And I would have just walked up and left.
Nah, he
I wouldn't even give her the boy, like nope. the bathroom
nah.
excuse.
Nope. Nah.
But
because she seems like the kind of chick that would make a fucking scene. You just got to get out of there.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get
and
out
so
of there.
And so she was like mad and like yelling because she was like, you know.
Come,
and he left.
Move.
She was like, and he left his little drink and I have to pay for his drink. Yeah, bitch, you have to pay for his one drink and your fucking four plate.
That's right, insane.
Bitch, that was your bill.
She tried it.
48 oysters?
Are oysters even that? I never had oysters. Are they that good?
I've never had one.
Bro,
I've had them.
Fucking 48 oysters.
What the texture would be like for me.
Oysters?
It looks slimy as hell.
Oysters are small, but they do have a little odd texture, so you probably wouldn't like them if you're, you know. You might not
I've
like
heard
them.
That they taste like big boogers.
They're good. I like they look oysters. Like it. Oysters are good, but you shouldn't be able to eat 48 of them for a snack.
In one sitting.
For
yeah,
a
that,
snack
dude,
and
that dude
order
is
a
smart man.
Because
he pulled something out of my playbook. I have left women for less.
Yes.
I remember
not
I,
you left.
Yeah, I left the chick one time.
Yes.
We were at this restaurant.
Yes.
Oh, no, I think
yeah,
yes. Okay,
she
go
kept
on.
Me on the phone. And like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm really planning this trip. I'm like, but you could pick any other fucking time to play this trip. So I went to the bathroom and I made a beeline. I did have to go to the bathroom. Then I made a beeline to the front. I paid my bill and I was like, yo, I'm out. And the dude was like, all right.
I get you, bro.
Uh-huh. And I'm like, bro, this chick been on the phone for fucking 40 minutes and you know I'm trying,
not
I'm
interested
trying to
in the date
date.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then she texts me back like, where'd you go? I didn't respond. And then the next day she's like, at like 12 o'clock she was like, oh, I guess you're not interested. And I just text back clearly
fucking dumbass.
Like,
clearly,
like, you know,
but like I like no here's the thing
that like you're not respecting my fucking time. You're on the phone like I'm there. I'm not like they'd be like me, oh well my phone's blowing up off the hook and I'm answering phone calls. He's like, well, clearly you're not interested in me. It's
yes,
the same
but here's the thing. Here's the no. thing. Like I told you before, I do think that like actual communication goes a long way. And you could have just plainly yes. told her, I didn't appreciate
nope.
how
nope.
you were doing that shit on a date. Why not?
Nope.
Why not? Because maybe that's never been told to this person.
Well, maybe she can find somebody else to fucking play games with.
Yeah,
because
like we're all adults. But we're all adults.
It's not to play games. It's just to say, this is why I'm not talking to you anymore. Like, at least tell the person why.
Nah.
No?
I want this to continue for years and years, and she's like
what?
58 and single.
No, yeah. Bitch, goddamn figure it out. Maybe
that's
don't be on the
exactly.
fucking phone.
I can't stand men.
Exactly.
I cannot
what
stand men.
What are you talking
men.
About?
No.
It's not that
no.
hard. What
it's,
the hell?
It's basic decency, though.
After the
I'm
first,
over here taking you out.
Two,
I invited you out. I'm trying to get to know you. What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah,
sitting
I'm,
on your goddamn
I'm,
phone?
It's like the
I'm
amount of patience that women, the amount of patience that women have to have with fucking men, and the lack of patience that men have for women.
How did you just flip this on fucking goddamn men when we were just talking about this?
Because I'm saying, because all of you are men and you're agreeing that you shouldn't even communicate the fact of why you don't want to talk to this person.
Ma'am, it's basic decency. I'm giving you my time. Why are you being
just put it out there that I
she's not a kid, bro.
MRF has not agreed to anything.
What?
The woman is not a kid. She's a fucking grown up. You shouldn't have to goddamn sit there.
And
down
okay,
like
but
that.
Here's the thing. And I've seen a lot of these women talking about, oh, your man's not a kid. He's a grown up. So, like, when there's these different home issues of, like, oh, the guy doesn't do this or he doesn't do that, you shouldn't have to tell him, hey, help me with cleaning this or help me with taking care of that because he's not a kid. It's the same energy of, like, why do women have to have all this patience with men, don't have to have the patience with the women?
You were literally just bitching about
issues. What you're complaining?
You were just bitching.
I'm not bitching about it. I'm saying I know that it's a thing that people bitch about because I personally.
It's two different issues. One issue. One issue is you're talking about getting to know somebody in that stage. The other one is like, you know, who gives a fuck if you don't clean up after some chick you just smashed two or three times?
That's not what I'm talking about. I am talking about relationship stuff. That's literally what I'm talking about. Like, if you. You know what? I don't think y'all are ready to have this conversation. So
no, that's definitely a cop out.
It's not a cop out. It's not a cop out. It's not a cop out.
No, but it's like not a cop out. But going back to the why can't men tell you that? Hey, pay attention. It's like, dude, like once again, I'm giving you my time. I'm clearly, like, you know, I'm here trying to talk to you, get to know you.
But you also have to understand, you have to think about women's perspectives too. Like, I'm not justifying anybody. I think if you're on a date, man or woman, if you're on a date with someone and they're on their fucking phone perpetually for the date, it's rude as hell. And it is disrespectful because it's like, what are we doing here? Like, if you don't care about the time that I'm trying to, like, spend to get to know you and you're busy doing this, then what are you doing? But I also think that, again, man or woman, as an adult, to plainly express that. No, I'm not saying it's your job to tell someone what's wrong, but I do think that.
So it's not your job to tell some. Okay.
I don't think it's your job to tell them, like, or to, like, have them do something different. But I do think that it benefits you and the other party to clearly express what the issue was.
It benefits the next person. It benefits the next person that bitch is going to be on the date with. Cause then she learns.
So now you want to sabotage people. Is that what you're saying?
That's no.
It's not even sabotaging
her.
I'm
going to teach you a fucking lesson. That's not my job.
What I was saying was,
the fuck?
It's like, what am I going to do in that situation? Like, clearly, whether or not, I'm looking at it as, we're both, as you said before, adults. Certain stuff when it comes to dating, like, the etiquette is like, yeah, don't be on your fucking phone. Yeah. Don't be rude. You know what I mean? Like, pay attention, listen, you know, all that. If you're coming in on the first date or whatever, and you're getting that kind of energy, it's just like, instantly, I'm out. You showed me what I need to know, that I don't need to be around a woman like that.
Yeah.
I can, you know, all right, I'm good.
And I'm saying, you could, if the person asks you though, I'm not saying if they don't ask you or whatever, but if they ask you, like, okay, so what's up? Like, why do you not want to talk to me? I think it is fair to just say why the actual reason is. Be like, nah.
So I would say it like this. Like, bitch, you ain't got no home training?
Whoa.
I mean, fair.
Whoa.
Fair. Right. Bitch, you ain't got no home training.
Extra fair.
Like, bitch, who raised you? Like,
crash.
That's fair.
Who raised you?
Whoa. Yeah.
Nah, fair.
That's the answer. You want to answer.
And then, like, and now she's in defense mode because you literally said, bitch, you raised
me. No, literally, bitch,
instead of just
you.
Giving an actual answer, no, like, what is the problem?
That is. Answer me. Like, no, my mom raised me. Like, your mom a trifling bitch, too.
Yeah, clearly.
Again, you're not giving an answer to what your problem was. You're fucking just attacking the person.
It's there. I feel like, I mean, it's right there. Like, bitch,
it sounds like the same thing in my head.
Hello.
I mean, really.
Oh my god, are men this dense? Wow. I see this is why everything the way it is.
What does that
it's
mean?
Like, makes, it's like a white person coming up to you in blackface
sense.
And you just like, and you'd be like, oh, well, I have to tell them that, like, hey, this is offensive to me.
Yeah,
like come on. Help me.
I don't think so.
I didn't know it was offensive to just run my fingers through your hair.
Hey, you don't mind, do you?
I
Yeah, it's okay, right?
Don't mind.
I'm not a coarse haired individual.
Come on, again, Brava. Here's the thing. I know we're all kikiing about it, but there's actual people who don't know that their behaviors are offensive. Or, you know, that it's wrong for whatever reason because they've been able to get away with it. Or people, have just not fucking plainly told them what you're doing is wrong. Like, a lot of times people who do shit that people don't fuck with, they just kind of, like, ignore it and, like, don't fuck with that person. So, a lot of times people don't actually tell that person what the fuck is up. So they just perpetually keep doing the bullshit.
Can I say something to that, though? Whenever there are instances where, like, when a man has to, like, tell a woman, hey, this is what the issue is, and the woman just takes it wrong. And yeah, she flips it.
Like a woman?
Yeah, she avoids accountability sometimes. And it's kind of hard to, like, okay, well, I can't really tell you about yourself if you just, you know, deflect, and then, like, you know, play victim. So it's like, all right, well, leave him alone.
I think that what's important, again, is actually just being honest and expressing the thing, whether or not they receive it. Because to me, again, I see people as all the people, men's and women's. Men's and women's. Okay. So everybody has this potential to, like, not really listen. But I think the point is you as a person have a due diligence to just actually express the thing that, you know, feel bothered by. Like, I mean, that's causing you a problem with them.
But I look at it in this instance. When she texts me back and I didn't respond, and she texts me again the next day, and I was like, clearly, I'm not interested. It's like I'm, at what point does she, it just not click for her where, like, oh, well, I wonder why this man would just get up and leave. That's, wow, what did I do?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right, probably I was on the phone for 45 fucking minutes.
But here's the thing. I'm saying, like, I honestly feel like, and I'm not excusing her behavior, but I honestly feel like that woman was probably genuinely confused, and she feels like you probably just didn't like her. Locked up.
She should genuinely be in jail.
You don't need, just, no, go back, return to base.
Yeah, let's regroup on that one.
It's just like, being respawn. Aware of what you're doing. Like, I think we all know when we're being a dickhead or an asshole. I think we all know that. Mm-hmm. So we're not surprised when, like, oh, well, yeah, I shouldn't have said, okay, my bad. You know, you go ahead and you kind of self-correct. But in this situation, she was clearly, like generally perplexed. Like, what did I do? And it's just like, well, no, I don't. No, you're good.
I also get the fact of, like, or the perspective of, if you just don't even get what was wrong here, then we're not on the same, like, fucking, you know.
Yeah, like, are you autistic? Like, what are you
doing? Wait, whoa, okay, don't attack on
No, I mean, that's a legit question, because, you know how shit is.
Right.
You hold up that spectrum chart. And you're like, what's going on here?
Clearly, way, like, you're not picking up these social cues.
One shoe, one flip flop, and just not completely, blissfully unaware.
But that ass just.
What did you say?
That ass wasn't retarded, though.
It was not.
See, we're not. This is what we won't divulge it to.
All right, but hold on, real quick. Space Boy, you're internet savvy. You saw the recent statistic on lesbian couple divorce?
I can't say that I did.
Lesbian couple divorce is double the rate of gay male divorce?
No, it's more than that. Their divorce is like, what, like 75? I think they're like a 75% rate of divorces.
It's a ridiculous amount.
They're up higher on domestic violence fucking accounts.
On lists of reasons why they left the marriage were, the top reasons were domestic violence, not feeling loved in the relationship, feeling alone in the relationship. Wow.
Why and it you guys was, laugh? What is
because it was the same
this
reasons.
Is funny. This
it was
is
the
funny.
Same. It, well, was, the, for it decades. Was the same reasons that women are divorcing men now. Pretty
like
much.
Men to me. Yeah.
And it sounds like, the issue is the women because
no.
You get a lot of guys that are just willing to grin and bear it.
The same thing that's happening with the men is happening with the women now.
But that's what I'm saying. Okay, so the same thing happening with men is happening with women because we're all people. We're all people.
Yeah, we are all people in a certain group of people.
make sure harder than just, it needs to be.
Make sure. Yeah,
oh, is just like who's that?
Women.
Is that the women? Yeah. Listen,
it's
if
the
all
fucking
of y'all,
bro, just the fucking dames.
If all of y'all hate women, if all of y'all want to just
women.
Be gay, that's fine.
Oh,
I knew
you were gonna do that. No, they always go there.
There it is.
Oh,
goddamn shit! I can't.
If y'all gay, just say that, babe. It's okay. I love. Listen, I love everybody in this room. Y'all, all my homies. We're good.
Oh,
it's fine.
Yes,
it's fine.
Here's the thing. Yes, obviously, those are those dudes that are so like extra to the shit. It's like, damn, bro, you kind of gay with the kind of the way you coming at this. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't like women at all. You kind of strange. But I feel like most of the time, like generally, I feel like they just be joking. Chicks just getting in their feelings. Like, generally, just be a joke most of the time.
They can't take any criticism.
At all.
They don't take any criticism.
Or, like, the criticism don't really be pointed.
I
disagree.
I feel like the men.
No poking fun. No jokes around at all. You can't be that sensitive, bro.
No. See, y'all projecting like a motherfucker.
No.
Because we'd say the same thing to a dude.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
Like, y'all can't say a lot of stuff
the same,
to a dude.
The same way we... This, yeah, exactly. No. Like, y'all can't Absolutely. Handle... Y'all can't handle, like the blunt force... Just honestly,
the blunt,
what?
The truth. The blunt
what?
Truth.
What exactly? What exactly do you mean by that, sir?
The blunt force.
I misspoke.
The blunt force trauma.
The blunt force trauma. If you're not listening
to your skull,
if you don't fucking listen, you understand me? Yeah. It's gonna be some blunt force honesty coming your way. Oh.
Like you fully, like you yelling at this man,
bro.
Like he doesn't have a baseball bat, I know. But this doesn't seem like the best fight to pick.
Yeah, nah.
Speaking of fights, not the best fights.
Bus fights.
It's not a best fight. It's okay. A bad fight, actually. Yeah, bad I fight. Don't want to. I just, you know, it sucks.
We'll touch on a little bit. We'll touch on
a little bit. But obviously, I don't know that I would call it World War III.
No, it's not. We need more countries involved.
There should be more countries involved, I guess. But it is a big deal.
It's chess.
What's happening over in the Middle East?
What happens if we just throw a nuke over there in that area, kill both people on the sides, and just move some new motherfuckers in?
We'll have no spies.
That is a very interesting.
What happens if we just get rid of the problem?
It's too much work. Doesn't seem. American enough.
Why don't we Japan these niggas? What's
yeah.
more American?
Why don't we Japan?
What's more American than that?
Here's
I
the
don't
thing.
Think that, I don't think
the only way to make it American
would,
is to make it even more difficult for yourself.
Here's the thing. Here's
we need
the thing.
Old school American.
America's been really chilled out and calm lately. We invented the nuke when? Like in the 40s?
Hello?
Yeah.
And we've been really calm and chill and
hello?
Fucking quiet. And while we've watched China get up to 500 nukes, we've watched Russia get up to 5,000 nukes.
Let's
we've watched North Korea get to like
have you
2.
Seen our TikToks?
Right. So you know what we got? We don't. We're not worried about that shit. I know the first thing that's going to happen. You're going to see Russia light up red. You're going to see a little plume of that cloud go up, and then you're going to see a tungsten rod come from fucking heaven
and
obliterate all of Russia.
And we're all going to die. And I bet you.
Nah. Because before that nuke can get anywhere up. That tungsten rod's going to come down and ignite that nuke in their silo. And it's just going to, and everyone's going to go, oh, what was that earthquake real quick? And that was Russia just becoming a wasteland.
And I'm okay with that.
No.
Because America hasn't, you just think we stopped at the nuclear weapon and we're like, nah, that's it.
Exactly.
We're done.
The problem I have, again.
We just ain't had nobody to show it off to yet. And that's why we're here now at the place we are.
The issue I'm having.
USA.
No, we're not USAing this right now. Okay, this is not a USA vote.
God, I'm fired up right now. Damn it.
I feel American.
I'm fired up right now. I fucking felt that.
Oh my God, this might sound so insensitive to people. Like, this is not.
Golly.
Listen, please.
That's powerful.
In terms of America, one thing I do have an issue with is kind of this, it seems that as an American, you're supposed to kind of go one side. Like, I think there's still a division, But as an American, you're supposed to kind of feel on one side, because also America is supposed to be, which it isn't, like a Christian country. It's not. It literally, it is not. But it is.
Are you saying America
founded on allegedly
that America isn't Christian?
No, because America? I feel like even the way that it was founded wasn't a Christian way to find anything.
But, it was, you know? It was, it was specifically founded to not be Christian.
How is it not Christian?
And to
explain
allow people to have religious
explain
freedom.
Toby Keith's.
Huh? Toby Keith made a bunch of money off of dumbass 9/11 motherfucker. He just made a shit ton of money
off
these people.
Smart man.
It's so dumb.
No, it's a smart man.
He's still just singing the same thing. Like, it's fucking crazy. It's crazy how
we'll put a boot in your ass. It's the American way.
It's crazy how dumb these people are.
I want to talk about
the problem is again. Okay, so
Toby Keith goes hard, bro.
Toby Keith goes hard.
Toby Keith goes hard
right to the fucking bank with these motherfuckers' goddamn money, bro.
Boy, it gets me fired up.
Outside of Toby Keith in the USA. Outside of Toby Keith in the USA, again, there's like just these. This is a big problem for people. Like, I love that we're able to like all, you know, sit here in and stuff and comfortable, but there's people going through an actual war right now, and that fucking sucks for them, and it does make me sad. Because there's not any like there's not really anything we can do other than just Well, no, we're not going there.
Can I say real quick, that's wild.
I find
that very insane.
No, here's the thing. Can I just say, I did see a CNN posted video, it was like a few days ago, about some couple who have a like 2-year-old, mind you, and they like live in New York and they're Israeli. And I guess they used to be a part of the Israeli military at some point. Whatever, I don't know. But the CNN did a little short story on them because they decided amidst all of these things, they were going to go back to Israel to fight for the country because they felt that they needed to do that with their 2-year-old child. And I'm like,
it's insane. What are you doing?
Why?
What are you doing?
Would you do that?
Like, why are you flexing so hard? That's like
weird behavior.
Flex. That's literally the weirdest flex. Like, you know what? I'm over here completely safe. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to fly right into a fucking war zone.
Because I can.
Just because I can.
And I want to show my solidarity. Like, but that? Also, my thing is like, the fact that people can fly into Israel so casually.
This is weird.
But apparently they're the ones who are being so, like, oppressed and attacked. It's just, it doesn't kind of, it don't make sense.
Yeah, why is Quentin, why is Quentin Tarantino there?
You can't play.
I saw a picture of him with like some IDF niggas.
I have a family member who literally went over there to Israel.
So are you affiliated?
No.
But you have a relative that went. you just admitted that you have a relative that went to
Israel. You have a relative that's in Israel.
Israel.
Correct.
Well, doing what?
It was always Israel.
I don't know.
We'll discuss off air.
What is it called?
But
were they going to fight someone?
No.
Were they going to meet the opposition?
We'll discuss off air. So, because I don't want to get anyone in trouble. So, like, but the point is the Mossad fact that people can just fly in there, right? Fly out. But poor Israel, right? There are no airports in Gaza, first of all. Huh? Why would you want? Okay, anyway, there's no airports in Gaza. I don't know about the West Bank area, but what I will say is I know that this conflict goes back hundreds of years. It's not just a 75-year thing like people are saying. It's not just 100 years. It's several hundreds of years, even thousands, honestly. Like, it's a big thing. So with that being said, my main qualm is, why does anyone at all feel like they have more right or less of a right to a piece of land, especially when people have migrated and dispersed and integrated and done all these things? Like, who are you to be like, no, this is definitely like mine? And again, even still, that's a just, what is it based on? Because like, so I'm trying to be careful with how I say this.
Don't.
Who actually fucking started
so,
it? Like,
no.
They don't
so
know.
Here's
There's
a, no,
no,
I'm not
know.
Trying to say who started it, but I do
well,
want to bring up a point
they
of
did.
Jewish people.
Oh shit.
Zionist. Zionist.
Oh shit.
You mean Zionist?
Listen, 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 Linda, 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 listen, honey, listen.
I did it now.
Okay. Zionist. Are that is the only like religion of people who have also made their religion a race. There is no other religion that is synonymous with your fucking color. No. No. What are you, what is this tambourine hand? What are you talking about?
Technically, she's right, because huh. people can convert
Negrism.
That are not,
okay,
burnt,
anyway.
Are not born that are not born Jewish of the Jewish fucking.
But that's what I'm saying. They're the only
blood.
It's the only Jewish was a religion,
if
and then it became
Judea, like yeah, like
it became a race. It
no,
is,
I mean, there's a race of people that are from the area, but I'm saying that it has been mixed up, and like you can join it. So as a religion,
yes.
so it's not like.
It's not a definitive
yeah.
thing of like you have to look like this
to
be
exactly.
Jewish. That's the point I'm trying to make. And I feel like that's honestly really problematic, because also Muslim people have been very much hated and persecuted amongst the Western world and European like eyesight of just bad guys, bad guys, bad guys. So there is this narrative of because Palestinians are mostly Muslim.
The Muslims are darker.
And they are brown people.
Right.
So
it
like it just.
It.
Well, all right. To be fair, you're right. I have seen, I believe it was the South Park game where Jewish was a difficulty.
Yeah.
So you're right. And
yeah.
so was black.
Yeah, okay.
Was
so,
also
yeah, so, yeah.
the hardest difficulty. So,
of course,
because here's
you
the
know.
Thing: is like Jewish people won't accept black Jews. Like they don't accept you as like a true Jew. They don't
listen. We was.
This is what Kanye was saying.
Yeah.
This is what Kanye was talking
it's
about
true.
All
it really,
along.
It really is. It really fucking is. And they keep showing their ass at every fucking point and turn. It's like, damn, like if the goal was to like eliminate anti-Semitism, damn, they're doing a really good job, bro. Like,
shit.
It's just the comparisons is so wild, because it's like, on one hand, right, if a black person say they get shot or arrested, right, like you real quick call them like, oh, he was probably a thug. You searching through like the back history and shit like that, right? And like that's kind of like acceptable, but like you say anything slightly too rough toward like a Jewish person, and like all hell breaks loose. Like they trying to cancel your shit.
They'll cancel
your
neck,
bro. Yeah. It's like, bro, like, oh, not dare you, but it's like, bro,
you hate, like. What? I don't hate you. I'm not.
And then they make people take sensitivity
then
classes.
They make you apologize.
They make you take sensitivity classes and like goes and find out what the plight of the Jews
they
is.
They have
and, like,
it's
feel
it's
bad
okay,
for them.
So I'm sorry.
And with the niggas is stop being victim.
Yeah, stop being a victim. Shut
right,
up.
Right.
It's white people who have weaponized racism for themselves.
Now,
like,
yeah,
I don't.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
With now when we're lobotomized people, next week. And we're all sitting here like, this is the
you figured it out. You figured out too much.
Got then we're going to look over at you and we're going to ding those bells aggressively.
I already
broken assimilation.
I already slobber on myself. There's not going to be much of a change. They try to lobotomize us, whatever.
The thing is like, the point I just want to say is that nobody's right here, okay? There's no right claim to like there's no possible way to just be like, oh, I deserve to be here more than you. Actually, I don't know if you guys have ever heard of this channel called Jubilee on YouTube, but they often
Jubilee
Jubilee like the X-Men.
Oh, okay.
Like the X-Men.
It's like J-U
Oh, you believe.
Jubilee.
Gotcha.
Those fireworks. The fireworks on the fingers.
It's
yellow jacket.
Yeah,
it's
Jubilee. Fashionable. Okay. Jubilee.
Yes.
But anyways, this maybe we can watch a video like after this, just to show you guys. But they like do a lot of things that kind of just invoke conversations, and some of them are really fun, like and lighthearted. Like they have, let's say, super random. Okay, everyone's blindfolded. There's, five black people and one white dude, and like all the people there are supposed to try to figure out who's the white dude just from talking to them, or like, you know, there's like a gay person, like
scenario thing.
They
yeah.
like do all this different stuff, but it does like spark a lot of good conversation for people, because like it kind of begs that question of how are you assessing what somebody is, you know what I mean?
And
like,
they chose wrong too. They chose
they usually do choose dude. Wrong. They usually do choose wrong. And so again, that like again, it just sparks a conversation of what are the qualifiers of like, well, what made you think this person was or was not black, or what made you think this person was or was not gay, or you know, they have all types of fucking things, but they also have things where they bring people together.
I was gonna say, like he didn't try to fuck my ass. That's how I know he wasn't gay.
It's not how it.
Next question.
They also do things.
Oh, that's how it works.
Listen.
They don't give them that much time.
They also do things.
Off topic, trying to fuck ass.
I'm just saying. That's how I know.
That's what we do.
They also. They also do things like conversations between, like, let's say, trans people and detransitioners, or liberal Christians and conservative Christians, or pro-abortion and not, you know, like they do like all types of shit, right?
Can we discuss taking the T's out of the LGBT section?
For real.
Because for real. It's not a sexual orientation.
Okay, listen, we'll talk about
and it doesn't make sense for it to be in there.
Okay, we'll talk about that, but not right now. The point I was trying to make is that this channel. No, because I was.
It's hard to hear.
The point I was trying to make is so I saw a video and they had, and this was from a couple years ago, and it was some Israeli people and Palestinian people. And it was, they were brought together to talk about, you know, basically the differences. And both sides, it was like six people in total. Both of them had people who were killed by the other side at some point in their life. You know what I mean? They both definitely felt a strong sense of belonging there. There was something interesting, though, to me. There was one man who he apparently was fought or was a part of the Israeli, I don't know, something. I don't know if it was army or what it was necessarily called. Some thing where he was
IDF.
Enlisted. Yeah. And he basically was talking to the Palestinian man and was saying, this is my land and I'm going to fight for it because it is mine and it's like, it belongs to me. And so the Palestinian is like, okay, well, what makes you think it belongs to you more than it belongs to me? He's like, because it does. The guy was like, okay, do you know your great grandfather? He's like, yes, of course. He's like, how far can you trace back? He was like, I can go seven generations to Hungary. And he was like, okay, well, I can go nine generations to here. So why is this more your land than it is my land?
Real. That's real shit. That's very
again,
real.
Slam dunk. So like, what are the qualifiers here? This what are just, the qualifiers? Like, why all, can't we find a frickin'... I know that it's easier said than done. I wish to God, like, there was just an easy solution, but I know that's not how it's going to work.
We need to stop caring about the Israel shit, or we need to start caring more about the gang warfare in the fucking country that we live in right now, because it's the same shit.
I think we could do both.
There that have lost people on the opposite sides for their gang shit, too, and, that's affecting us. I don't give a shit about Israel.
I agree.
You got plenty of gang violence to take care of.
I seen a video of some chick in Miami, and she was like pulling the missing kids from Israel, like she was pulling the posters down.
Oh wow.
And it's, and like people were trying to like, you know, record her and like shame her for doing it, which it's like, you know, you shouldn't.
Israeli kids are down in Miami.
A lot of money down there. So, but my thing was, it's like you're trying to shame her for that, right? And then in the background, it's like she might have a little cousin or something that went missing, like here where we live.
Here's the thing, like, but that doesn't mean they can't both. That doesn't mean they can't both exist. That doesn't mean you have to tear down this thing to put up this other thing. We should put attention.
I just find it interesting how, you know, when other tragedies occur, it's like we don't even look at the things that are going on right here.
Oh yeah,
and it's, I agree. You know, it's kind of, you know, very weird to me that shit happened.
You know, there's a lot of kids. I've actually seen a lot of posts about this. Not to get, you know, too heavy with it, but I've seen a lot of posts about just, again, in this country, a lot of kids go missing. Like, a lot of kids go missing. Like, from specific cities, like, there'd be hundreds of them that go missing in a year. And that's just from one frickin' place. And it's so disturbing because it's not something that gets brought up. You know, there was that movie that came out earlier in the summer. Everybody was like super hyped to see Barbie and stuff, which I fucking love Barbie. Let's go, Barbie. Yes. And also people wanted to see the Oppenheimer movie and like other shit. But there was the Sound of Freedom movie that came out too.
Jim Caviezel movie. Yeah,
right. And that movie apparently was like really blockety blocked. Or just, and it also wasn't really talked about, but it had a, no, but here's the thing. It did have an important topic of whether or not you believe that particular story. The reality is there are a lot of kids just actively being trafficked.
Jim Caviezel,
all the freaking time.
Jim Caviezel is literally making so much money off of those dumb people that I was talking about earlier that just feel a certain type of way. Because this motherfucker banked with Passion of the Christ. And then he comes out and does the fucking Sound of Freedom thing to get everybody who's feeling like the child.
Okay, so but here you just said that we should be talking about this stuff happening in this country, and now we're talking about stuff, and you're like, oh no, fuck Jim Caviezel.
Two things can be true. We can be talking about these things, and this motherfucker can also be raking in money off of these people.
Right, but at least he's doing it. At least he's doing it.
I mean,
who else is doing it?
Nothing wrong with it. I'm saying, but he's making money off of these motherfuckers.
What if he was trafficking kids outside of it?
He's probably a part of it too. Just doing that. He looks like a fucking kid trafficking motherfucker. He looks like a pedo.
That's Jesus, dude.
He's double dipping.
Yeah. Okay. Whoa. All right.
He's in Passion of the Christ. He looks like he touches little kids.
Bro.
Okay. Well,
like he's a priest or something.
Let's hope he doesn't. You will not make it to heaven, inshallah.
Huh?
You will not make it
to
heaven.
They get to heaven all the time. They just move into a different church. The priest.
Inshallah.
No. Okay. So. Anyways, the point is definitely wishing peace upon people, right? Like, not just over there, of course, over there, because like, it is terrible situation. I'm very thankful that it's not my situation, but, you know, my heart goes out to the people that it is their situation. And also just all the shit that goes on in general across the world.
They might just need to duke it out, bro. One good last time. Duke it out in Israel and Palestine. Yeah,
they are about to be wiped out.
Gotta go.
They are trying to wipe these people out.
No, he literally said duke it out. I'm talking like let them fight, fist fight, give them all gloves.
They're not going to do that. Just let them fist fight. They're not going to do that.
America should back off. Everybody else should back off. Yeah. Just let them just do the shit and come out.
Let them commit genocide.
No. Hand to hand. Just let them.
No.
It's not going to lie.
It's going to continue whether we step in or not. I don't think we should step in.
Not our goddamn.
We should just watch it happen.
Let's just back off.
What do we get from stopping them from goddamn stopping the genocide?
Thousands of years.
The benefit of helping humanity.
Thousands of years of cultures
not perpetuating Zionist and white supremacy.
Doesn't sound like anything I care about.
You don't care about not perpetuating white supremacy?
Don't grab that soundbite. That's a wrong fucking soundbite. Don't catch that. Classical. That's some dick move.
I'm talking
about
the war.
Don't give him that smirk like you caught him.
What does white supremacy have to do with over there?
Don't be doing that shit. Don't give him that smirk.
Because that is the source of
hose on.
Since when are there white supremacists? Because
that
is the
source of their genocide. They don't see those brown fucking Muslims.
Since when are there white?
All right, but
they don't see the brown people the same as them. They don't see those people as equally in right to be able to be there as them, and they're willing to literally murder all of them.
That's
women,
history.
Children, and men.
That's included. All through history.
Yes, and it's always been bad.
So let them do it. Yeah. Let them just do the shit they're going to do.
Because it's, so it's just because people have always done bad shit, let them do the bad shit. No.
Yeah, mind your business.
Well, yeah, back out. Don't back a pony in the fucking, don't put any skin in the game. Back out and let them do the shit the way they should. Just withdraw everything and go, hey,
how do we know
y'all want to solve
people
this?
Won't win.
Y'all do your shit. And, you know, whatever.
How do we know the darker people will not win?
If they all team up, like LeBron going to join.
You know,
how many Cuba, for example, how many dictators, how many military coups were won by guerrilla troops just doing shit in the mountains?
That was a fact. Castro got ran out originally, and he came back across the island with a whole group of niggas and ran the boys up out of there.
It doesn't matter the size of the dog in the fight. It's the amount of fight in the dog.
That's real.
You gotta
shit.
Listen,
with some
I'm,
real shit,
they not
about out.
The Trojan 300 this shit. Okay, like
why
I'm
not? Why not? They are fighting for their life. Do you not think that's something you could put some
people,
you know,
on the internet are seeing what's really happening now? Like
you
like,
take the American might out of that fight right there, and then you're just left with some people who have some good equipment, sure, but are trying to fight for defense force, and then you have people that are fighting for their life in a spot that is their home. They know the terrain, and they're not like, oh, we're gonna meet you on a battlefield. No, you're gonna come door to door to us. We're gonna move
door to door.
Yeah, yes, that is the fighting is door to door. That is in going through, and
that's,
you know,
terrible.
You set up your ambushes. You move back. You fight intelligently. Fallujah. We lost America lost.
You got fucked.
Mass amounts of people in the battle. 6 days in Fallujah, we lost a catastrophic amount of people to some people with some AKs and really good building layout and knowledge. It can be done. Let them do their own thing. Back off and let them fight.
I don't know that I agree with that stance, but it's all right. I let it go for now.
She turned British. Oh, shit.
Did you just get colonized? I'm sorry. I gotta dial it back.
Is he? Seems like he's going off right now about Israel, bro. He's fucking killing it.
That is really extra.
Are you still alive, Dandy?
I am. You know.
I bet that dude was gay.
But I just.
But what the
okay,
fuck?
We're not talking. Stop looking at the screen. Wait.
Whoa. I told you. I was looking at the fucking.
This is unforgivable.
He's losing it.
For everybody who can't see what's
I'm
happening, there's a skit going
ago.
On. And randomly, Israel popped up on the screen.
That's because shit is always listening to us.
The guy Israel? Was talking about how God chose Israel for to be the people, like the chosen people or whatever. He chose the Israelites to be the chosen people. But it sounded like he was like,
may Christ defend
hating on it. Is this the Charlotte Club?
What is happening? What's this?
Y'all corny.
Okay. Anyways, moving on to a lighter subject. It's not maybe lighter, but I told you guys earlier how I have this method of putting people in check. Like, I'm not a road rage girl, okay? I'm really not. Mm-hmm. I'd like to drive my car.
That's not true, but I'm going to let you continue. I'm gonna let you
first of all, I like to drive my car very unbothered, just very peacefully. There are times when people do things to me.
This is true.
Would you shut up?
This is true.
You're not always in the car with me. It's ad-libbing. Anyways.
Real life experience. I said she's going full, like, full Jewel Santana. Just bibbit above it, bibbit above it, bibbit above it.
There are times that, like, I'm in the car and people do things to me. And, yes, I might let a little curse word slip. Or, you know, I might just be like, oh, man, what are you doing, guy? But I usually don't honk at them.
Are you doing this alone or when your boyfriend's in the car?
I do this whenever anyone's in the car.
You? Oh, okay.
It doesn't matter who's in the car.
You got any other weapons in there?
No.
You need to get those.
No.
I have pepper spray at home. And I'd have to put it in the...
How's that going to help?
At home?
Why does that mean
anything? You spray it on a salad?
Right. I have to put it back in the car.
Like, wait, why is it... Like, we have it at home? What?
And it's like, I've had it since I was like 18, so I don't even know. Does it like expire?
Yes, it expires.
Yeah.
What are you?
You definitely need to get new peppers.
It's just hot sauce now.
You're going to get kidnapped.
Just throw some tacos. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
You're going to get kidnapped.
Don't say that.
Yeah. Upgrade your goddamn spray.
See, and it's like, and once again, it's women don't really take their own safety into account when it comes to certain social situations, and I don't understand it. Y'all really do it.
But then cry that they're the biggest victims and they're always getting perved on.
Because, like, okay, yes, well, because people shouldn't be perving on you.
They shouldn't be, but it's happening. So protect yourself. Pay
attention to y'all. Your boyfriend's 5'10", and you're yelling at people across the aisle about your tater tots getting messed up because they bumped into you. And your boyfriend's 5'10", and you're sitting there yelling at some dudes that all stand up at 7 foot. And then when he's getting stomped out, you're recording it, just screaming like, what are you doing? You're killing him. You're killing him.
And once he gets his ass beat, you're definitely breaking up with him because you're not going to want to have
but
video
like,
your
but wait, but it'd be like, it would, sure. No, but it'd be like 2 weeks later at least.
That's for damn sure. Yeah,
you'd wait at least 2 weeks.
Yeah, well, wait for him to heal and then dump him. That's better.
Yeah, for defending your dumbass honor.
Right.
Then kick this man around like a soccer ball.
Beat the shit out of this dude.
Well, see, for you.
Just stomping his head like
a... Who are you, and you're still going to break out with him?
Just stomping his head like a moldy grapefruit. Just, ugh.
Ain't worth a shit.
All because you just don't want to be aware of your surroundings.
Listen, I'm not going to lie. So first of all, no, I wouldn't dump a guy after that. But like... I am definitely, with the awareness of the surrounding things, I am a jump in my car and girl, like, type of girl. Like, I just hop in the car and I drive. Do I, like, you know, inspect it and shit? I mean, no. Sometimes I try to remember that, but it's usually after I've already started driving. So yeah. It's after I started driving.
So you need a retest is what you're saying? We need to call somebody. Call somebody in the city.
No, I'm just
to hear about this.
I'm saying that the point is like, as a girl, yes, sometimes we don't necessarily think about immediate danger, but that's because I shouldn't have danger. Like, why would
why are you like, any different from anybody else?
About
there's
danger.
Like, then also because, have danger.
Because you live in the real world and real world shit has real world consequences. And you know what? I just wanted to say real quick also, what about the girls who kind of like, will purposefully antagonize men and get up in their face and then, you know, try to, you know, put their hands on them and
shit? Well, that's different. That's rude.
But that's also women not taking their own safety into account. You know what I mean?
Also, don't take this as the proverbial you, but I'm bigger than you. What do you mean? Like, fuck off. I'm bigger than you. I'm going to do what, like,
yeah, I will
what are you
going to
do about
you
it?
Will
I'm
be
bigger than you.
Now, I definitely have to assert my dominance on the road because, like...
You have to assert my dominance on the road.
You don't have any dominance.
I
just,
do. No,
just
like,
listen.
Listen to me. Listen to me.
Just please don't. Just please don't try that shit in the road in front of me because I will fuck you up.
We're friends. Yeah. Wait, don't. Wait. Why would you really beat me up?
Ma'am. Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah. My fists are equal opposite.
So he whooping everybody's ass.
Nothing of him saying he could beat me up.
Their name
for
equal,
traffic violation.
Equal an opportunity over here.
I don't
discriminate.
That's fair and all.
If I see it's you before I Sometimes I just see red, though, so I might not notice this one, so, you know.
I feel that, bro. Heat of the moment.
Fucked you up.
Listen, again, the only time I'm, like, really trying to assert anything is, one, if you... Okay. One, if you try to cut me off, because that's rude, but my horn doesn't work, so I can't really... honk at you about it. I'll pull up on you though.
You should keep a middle console full of pennies and throw the pennies at people. That's what I used to do.
My uncle used to do that same shit too.
Yeah.
He had batteries also, dead batteries.
Yeah. You just throw pennies at motherfuckers.
Yeah.
You don't know what's going on.
Or if when I'm stopped at a right hand turn, whether it's a stop sign or a red light, and you fucking honk at me to go because you think I should go. Then we will wait.
That'll get you beat up, I'm telling you. I'm telling you right now. If I see your lights flick, if your back lights, your brake lights go, and I see the white flash, that means you don't hit reverse. I'm getting out of the car to fuck you up.
That is aggressive, and it's not warranted.
It's killer be killed at that point.
Well, at that point, I'm going to, like, back into you or some shit. I don't know.
You're going to have to, because I'm coming at you like... like T2 from the Terminator. The liquid dude from the Terminator. I'm coming at you. I'm coming
and
for
wait,
you.
What is that supposed to solve? I'm like, what is that actually supposed to solve?
That's going to solve you never doing that again. Ever doing that again. Just like you wanted me to tell the girl about the shit on the date.
Oh, now, wow. Now you okay, like, you know, we're
you
done.
Now you don't
we're
like
fucking,
teaching lessons.
Nah, we're done here, bro. I'm fucking done with you. Okay, that's it. I don't have nothing else. Goodbye.